WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
During the holiday season, publishers flood the market with coffee table books. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says now the record industry has caught on with deluxe box sets of compact discs featuring retrospectives of everyone from Fats Domino to T-Rex. Ed has been digging his way through the pile, finding that some are invaluable, others are just expensive. Here's the record that started the trend.
I'm gonna get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. The black man you've been loving, good friend can get my room.
In 1990, the music business was shocked out of its usual stupor by a very strange hit, a box containing two compact discs featuring every recording made by the legendary Mississippi Delta blues man Robert Johnson. It sold a whopping 400,000 copies and picked up a gold record and a Grammy along the way. Rather than apply logic to this phenomenon and decide that it was what was in the grooves that sold this huge quantity, the industry decided that it was the fact of CDs in boxes that was important. So this year, we've been deluged by them. A publicist I talked to said that with just the end-of-season releases alone, a reviewer could have covered them all over the course of the 8 days of Hanukkah, doing one the first day, two the next, three the next, and so on. That equals 36 box sets, each a minimum of 2 hours listening time. Leading the way was Atlantic Records, the label that brought rhythm and blues to the American mainstream, made some of the definitive soul records, and then faded in the 70s.
It brings a tear into my eyes when I begin to realize I cried so much since you.
After decades of being only sporadically in print, Ray Charles was finally given a definitive edition of his non-jazz recordings from 1952 to 1959 with a glitzy booklet featuring an essay by Robert Palmer, gorgeous graphics, and swell sound. Earlier in the year, Atlantic released what is probably the best box of discs yet. Discs covering the entire output of singles on the Stax and Volt labels between 1958 and 1969, the Stax box, as the folks at your friendly retail outlet know it, goes for about $100 list price, but it's an invaluable document of some of the greatest music this country's ever produced. If the Ray Charles and Stax sets form the core of the soul music story, two sets on other labels form a parenthesis around them. EMI, which now owns United Artists, which itself owns the important R&B labels Aladdin and Imperial, has started a reissue series. And for years, Imperial Records meant one artist in particular. Antoine Domino had his first hit in 1949 and recorded for Imperial through 1960, usually in the company of the incredible Dave Bartholomew Band, which contained the finest musicians in New Orleans at the time. EMI has put together an astonishing package of 100 of Fats Domino's best recordings, entitled They Call Me the Fat Man, with a booklet that's almost as fat as the Fat Man himself, loaded with information, an exemplary piece of work. And Polydor, earlier this year, released another perfect career survey.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Four super long, super bad discs of James Brown, on which we can hear him evolving from an eccentric blues man to the inventor of funk. Rock and roll, too, has been well served this year. Ever since the CD was invented, people have wondered what Phil Spector's mammoth productions would sound like on them. This year, they found out. Back to Mono is a four-disc set, hardly complete, and with a rather uselessly gigantic book, but all remastered by Spector himself, and with plenty of unreleased stuff, including the legendary Ronettes track, Paradise. Britophiles will be happy with Beckology, the Jeff Beck three-disc set. Not only will you hear Rod Stewart back when he was good, but you can hear three recordings by Beck's Beatle-era band, the Tridents. For those nostalgic for the 70s, there's a three-disc collection of T-Rex, as well as another for Aerosmith. And for those who are happy to see the 70s go, there's this.
London's burning! London's burning! Turn it on your face and new religion. Everybody's sitting round watching television.
The Clash on Broadway is a mysteriously titled collection of essential tracks by one of the greatest bands of all time, showing their rise and fall brilliantly. There's much more, of course, from Barbra Streisand to four discs of Chicago, which is five more than anybody could want, and a horrifying collection by Yes. There's two multi-disc sets of Bessie Smith, one of Mahalia Jackson that would be perfect if it had her earlier material on it, a box of Howlin' Wolf's Chess recordings, four discs of live Jimi Hendrix, and collections of John Lee Hooker and T-Bone Walker. But I hope the record companies don't get complacent. There's lots more left in the vaults to mine, maybe for next Christmas.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.